The South African Social Security Agency says it wants to diversify how people gain access to grants. It's going to take the application process online. They want an online avenue for all types of grant applications. Evashni Naidu is the regional manager of the Black Sash in KwaZulu-Natal. The Black Sash, one of the organizations that keeps a very close watching eye over the social grant environment in South Africa. Evashni, a very good afternoon.
Hi, good afternoon to you as well.
The principle of this going online, that makes sense, surely?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. The Black Sash definitely welcomes this initiative from SASSA to make sure that social grant applications are now available on digital platforms. However, we would also like to caution that we, as much as we support this, we also would like to make sure that those local offices still remain open for people who cannot access these online platforms. Definitely evidenced by all of the challenges and the limitations we have seen and still are seeing in terms of access to the special COVID social relief of distress grant at the moment.
Yeah, because I mean that has been an absolute disaster. It really has, and one hopes that they will. Have they started any kind of pilot project for online applications for the general social grant world?
Yes, the pilot project has kicked off, and it's, I think, until the 24th of September, if I'm not mistaken. And currently it's available for any online application for older persons grants, foster child grants, as well as child support grants. The disability grant is a bit tricky, though, because of the medical assessment, but it's the other grants that are currently available on the online portal as a pilot phase.
Okay, well, I'd love to be able to be reassured that they're fixed. The I don't know where the problems were, the design of the system or the memory or whatever. The digital architecture did not work for the special COVID grant, and one hopes that they fixed it before going out with this pilot project. But I'm skeptical, I think, for understandable reasons.
We completely agree with you, and especially with regard to how and the fact that this COVID grant was a particular grant, and the fact that it used information that seemed to be out of date, because many of the applicants that we spoke to were rejected because of information that was definitely out of date. That those were appearing on the SARS website were never in receipt of any amounts owing on behalf of SARS. People were stating that they were still on the UIF database. Many of those had already collected those benefits, or those benefits had now prescribed but were rejected on that basis. We've even had applicants coming to tell us that they have been rejected due to being on the NSFAS website, when one applicant from KZN in particular has just finished matric last year and is not even at a tertiary institution at the moment. So we're hoping that SASSA uses these lessons and updates the infrastructure, and they have the capacity that is necessary to deal with any glitches that may occur, but also ensure that the communication lines between themselves and beneficiaries are kept open, so that beneficiaries do not deal with the levels of uncertainty and distress that they have been dealing with regard to accessing the particular special COVID grant. And we also hope that, as we said, that the local offices remain open to ensure that applicants who also want to use this online portal but may not have data, airtime, access to a smartphone, et cetera, actually have people at the SASSA offices who are trained to assist beneficiaries to go onto this online portal and then assist them with these applications.
How efficient is the process of registering for a social grant through the old-fashioned way of going to a SASSA office? Is it a kind of mixed picture? There are pockets of excellence and pockets of disaster? Because can one assume that if generally one is able reasonably easily to register for a social grant by going to a SASSA office, then there's equally a reasonable chance that you might be able to do so relatively easily via a digital portal, or is that not an assumption one can make?
To be absolutely frank with you, the application process runs quite smoothly at SASSA local offices. I think after years of mastering it, they have gotten the hang of it, and there actually is a 24-hour turnaround. So many people that go in for the application, and if they have all of their documents ready and are able to be processed on the same day, they actually leave the office with an approval or a rejection and know immediately once they leave that office what the status of their grant is. And also those that have been approved take away their SASSA card or whatever measures they want to use and know when they're payment date is going to be. So that has really, escalated and become a very smooth process thus far. And we hope that that can transition directly, as you say, onto the online portal. What we hope, though, is that as we've seen from the COVID-19 grant, that was an automated system. It meant that there was an app that was actually doing the verification and the authorization of those grants.
Yeah.
And even the application processes, the appeal process also, we assume, is along those same lines, which means you can't add any updated information in order to challenge the rejection of the initial finding. And we're hoping with this grant, because of the fact that you're able to upload current and relevant information, etc., that there is actually some form of M&E that ensures that those people that qualify and are deserving of the grant actually get access to their grant, where we don't see these thousands of rejections ad hoc just because the system decides to reject you.
Yvashni Naidu, thanks very much for sharing that with us. Regional Manager of the Black Sash in KwaZulu-Natal.